Business, finance, politics. There's a lot going on out there, and the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast covers it all, twice a day in less than 15 minutes. Navigate your world with What's News, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, January 18th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Tech companies who've been cutting staff following their pandemic hiring sprees have left thousands of workers on the hunt for a new job. But to add insult to injury, some job seekers in tech and other areas are being contacted by scammers who are posing as job recruiters.
Things got really weird when they started asking questions like, if hired, would you like to be paid monthly or bi-monthly and via bank transfer or by check? And the next question was, would you please verify your bank institution?
Coming up, we'll talk with a California resident about other red flags she encountered while dealing with a scammer. Plus, our personal finance reporter Amani Moise will be here to discuss ways that job seekers can avoid being scammed and why you should report a scam attempt right away, whether you've been swindled out of money or not. That's after the break.
Flying cars, robot doctors, even living on other planets. Right now, the stuff of science fiction seems almost within our grasp. But making these ideas a reality? That's going to be an adventure. I'm Alex Osola. On the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything podcast, we'll tell you about the science and technology that will transform the world of tomorrow. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
The first cracks to occur in the otherwise strong jobs market are happening in the tech sector, where dozens of companies have announced layoffs. That has tech workers scouring job sites, and scammers are ready to pounce. And they aren't just targeting tech. In a moment, we'll hear from a California woman who was nearly the victim of a fraudster posing as a recruiter. But first, WSJ reporter Amani Moise joins us with more on this troubling trend. Amani, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, Amani, scammers finding new ways to dupe people, I mean, it goes on all the time. But when did they start zeroing in on laid-off workers, and how widespread a problem has this become?
They've been targeting people looking for jobs really since the beginning of the pandemic. According to the FTC, the number of reports of job-related scams tripled from 2019 to 2021, and we're looking at now an annualized average of over 100,000 fraud reports annually.
Wow. And how are they doing this?
So it depends. There's a few different methods that they use. Sometimes they'll create a dummy listing. So it's a fake job advertisement. And when people apply to that, they'll respond with an interview and kind of start the wooing process in that way to try to get your information. Or sometimes they're cold calls. They'll say, hey, I saw your profile on some recruiting website like LinkedIn or ZipRecruiter or something like that. And they say, we love your qualifications. Do you have time for an interview? And what they're also doing is that they're following the news. The FTC says scammers always follow the headlines. So if they're seeing layoffs in a particular sector, they're going to target that sector. Or if they're seeing that people are really excited about cryptocurrencies, they're going to target people with new crypto jobs.
Oh, so you better be up on the news.
Absolutely. The scammers are.
All right. And so the scammers have had a lot to read about because we've seen a lot of layoffs in the tech sector and in other sectors. But really, it's more pronounced in the tech sector over the past couple of months.
Absolutely. And I think the tech sector is being targeted for a number of reasons. One, there's this impression in the public that it's really easy to get a big salary in tech, right? So it's really easy for a scammer to lure people in with these big eye-popping salaries. There's also a lot of people trying to break into the tech industry. So there's all of these boot camps, coding skills, UX design skills. And as part of the participation in those camps, people are expected to apply to up to 10 jobs a week.
Wow. Okay. So a lot of opportunity there for the bad guys.
Yeah. A lot of the people I spoke to actually said they couldn't even track which application triggered the scam because they were just applying to so many opportunities.
Now, in a lot of cases, I mean, in most cases, the reason the scammers are doing this is to swindle people out of money. I'm afraid to ask this, but how much money have the swindlers racked up in this?
So in 2021, which is the last year that we have full data for, Americans lost over $200 million to these scams.
$200 million?
Yeah. So, and that actually only represents, I think, roughly a third of the reported scams. So most people are able to catch on that something is not right before they actually give out any financial information. But for only a third, $200 million is a lot of money.
Yeah, it definitely is. Now, one of the people you spoke with is Tracy Alcady. She lives in California. She's applied to more than 200 jobs after she graduated from a tech boot camp in December of 2021, and she joins us now. Tracy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Tracy, 200 job applications. Wow. What type of job are you looking for?
So, I am looking for a user experience position. And so UI UX, which is based on user experience and being compassionate and empathetic about the user for websites, mobile apps, any kind of experience you might have using a program, an app, anything.
Oh, okay. So pretty much making sure the wording on the app is in plain language that's understandable.
Yes, actually, that's exactly it.
Okay, so in the interview process, when did you start to get the idea something, you know, wasn't right?
So I actually realized that something wasn't right before the interview. So when I was approached by this recruiter, it was via email. And I went on to a job board to research their profile and make sure that this recruiter was legitimate. And they were on the job board that I was looking at. And the job was listed as exactly how they approached me in the email. So I figured this is legitimate. I'm a very trusting person. And I figured, hey, it's just an interview. Even if it doesn't work out, it's okay because I need to keep, you know, interviewing with different recruiters. And so right from the get-go, when I went to the recruiter's profile, the company had a warning stating that they had been also a victim of recruiter scams and to be aware of, you know, these fake recruiters posing as their representatives. So I kind of thought, I'm going to go into this with a kind of cautious mind.
Oh, so the recruiting company said they had been a victim also.
Yeah. They stated it right on their profile.
All right. So how did the actual job interview go?
So it started off a little odd. They asked me to conduct the interview on a video app by using the chat feature on the video app. So they wanted me to type my answer. So they would type in a question and I would respond by typing my answer. And then some of the wording and the phrasing was a little off. And I thought, okay, again, I don't know who this person is, but there were some typos. There was some just weird phrasing that I wasn't used to. But things got really weird when they started asking questions like, if hired, would you like to be paid monthly or bi-monthly and via bank transfer or by check? And I answered. And the next question was, would you please verify your bank institution? And just so we can see if it, you know, goes with the company banking as well. And my response was, I'm not hired yet. So once I'm hired, I will provide that information. But there are so many scams out there. And this was my wording on my, you know, answer. I said, there's so many scams out there. You never can be too sure and you never can be too cautious. So that's kind of how I left it. And then there was one last question that they wanted me to answer. And it was kind of a big question. So I went into, you know, writing my paragraph and, you know, kind of wrapping everything up and making my final statements of why I should be hired for this position. And that's pretty much when I was ghosted. After I sent the last paragraph, I was responding, hello, did you get it? Are you there? Thank you for the interview. You know, I kept waiting for them to respond and they never responded. So I just kind of went on to the email and that's when I discovered their email address had an extra character in it that I wasn't familiar with and went on to their website and checked their email addresses. And sure enough, that character wasn't in the actual email addresses. So that was kind of the final straw. I knew I had been duped. I knew I'd been scammed. And I contacted the company and told them that I had been scammed and, you know, by one of their recruiters. I actually contacted the legitimate recruiter on LinkedIn, and he verified that it wasn't him, and he's so sorry, and I should follow up with, you know, reporting it. And, you know, he said, we're victims too. And so that was kind of the end of it.
Did you report it to anybody?
I didn't. I did send a follow-up to the initial job board from where the fake recruiter contacted me, and they didn't really say much. They basically apologized and said there's nothing we can do. You know, what can they do?
That's California resident Tracy Alcady with us. Tracy, thanks so much for being with us.
Yes, thank you so much, JR. Take care.
You know, Amani, Tracy was one of the lucky ones. She caught on to the scam and did her due diligence, checking out the email address and noticed a misspelling. But not everyone might be able to pinpoint a misspelling or an extra letter in a long email address. What do job experts you spoke with suggest people do to try to prevent being scammed?
Well, number one, research the company. So go to their website if they have one, hopefully they have one, and check their job board. If you found the job opportunity through a third-party site, the job has to be listed on their own website. So if you don't see it on the actual company's website, that could be a sign that it's a fake opportunity. Another thing to do is to really insist on an in-person or at least video interview. You want to make sure that you know who you're talking to.
And you know, Amani, they're targeting people in the tech sector or people looking for tech jobs. You'd think that people looking for jobs in this area might be a little bit more eagle-eyed when it comes to tech, or at least when it comes to noticing something is kind of out of sorts.
The FTC official that I spoke with, that was a large part of her message. They want to get across that anybody can be scammed. And I think when you do find yourself a victim of these types of scams, you typically are ashamed of yourself. You feel stupid. But the reality is, these guys are professionals at what they do. And the scams are becoming more sophisticated every day.
All right. So if somebody has been scammed, where would they report it?
It's really important that you report it. Anytime that you suspect that you may have been approached by a scammer, even if you haven't lost any money, you should report that interaction at reportfraud.ftc.gov. It's really important to report, because if you don't report, then the agency doesn't have a way of tracking it, and that's how they allocate resources to try to combat this fraud.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Amani Moise. Amani, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.